This is WCRB in Concert with pianist David DeVoe and friends at the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. There's something special about a trip to the seaside, and when that trip involves listening to a great chamber music performance in a gorgeous concert hall in a beautiful setting, it can really take your breath away. So let's go to Rockport. That breathtaking experience is one listeners get at every concert of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. The festival has been bringing world-class musicians out to the very tip of Cape Ann on the edge of the Atlantic since 1981 for chamber music performances that are second to none. And for 22 of those years, pianist David DeVoe has been its artistic director. This past summer, he stepped down from that role, and tonight we'll hear his farewell concert with Beethoven's glittering first piano trio and Dvorak's heartfelt second piano quartet. That's all coming up on WCRB in Concert with Rockport Music. I'm Alan McClellan. Welcome to WCRB in Concert. Tonight we'll hear from a festival that takes place each year in June in the beautiful seaside town of Rockport. Soprano Lila Dice and pianist-composer David Alper were the founders, and David DeVoe came on board as artistic director in 1995. In a recent interview, David DeVoe told me he didn't expect it to last nearly this long.
If anybody had said that I would still be there 22 years later, I probably would have just said, wow, you know. But the time went in a blink. Rockport has been such a central part of my musical life and my personal life, too. It's a place where friendships are very easily made.
For his farewell concert, David DeVoe is joined by two friends who have worked with him for many years. They began in Pittsburgh as a resident piano trio at the Carnegie Mellon University. Grammy-nominated violinist Andres Cardenas was second prize winner of the Tchaikovsky International Violin Competition. He serves on the faculty at Carnegie Mellon University. Ann Martindale Williams is principal cellist at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And David DeVoe chose to begin the concert with Beethoven's brilliant first piano trio, his Opus 1, Number 1.
It's the best Opus 1 there is. There's no question about it. He had written tons of pieces prior to this, but this was the first set of pieces that he felt at age 25, I think, were worthy of publication. And this trio has everything, but what it does not have is Beethoven sort of storming the heavens and being, you know, his eroica kind of self. This is light as a feather throughout. It is very funny. A lot of the piece is quite hilarious.
Let's hear pianist David DeVoe in his final concert as artistic director of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival, with violinist Andres Cardenas and cellist Ann Martindale Williams in the first piano trio by Beethoven on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's First Piano Trio, recorded by WCRB at the Schallenloop Performance Center in Rockport, Massachusetts, as part of the 2017 Rockport Chamber Music Festival. Violinist Andres Cardenas, cellist Anne Martindale-Williams, and pianist David DeVoe in his final concert as artistic director of the festival. Early on in David's tenure, he realized that his best course was to turn to established chamber music groups as the foundation of his programming.
One of the things I wanted to do was sort of ensure high-quality performances. And one of the things that can contribute to variables in quality is putting together musicians who maybe don't usually play together, like for a week prior to the concert, and just, you know, rehearse a lot and then hope for the best on the day of the concert. So my thought was to have established groups that play all year together as sort of the mainstays. Mostly I would have in a lot of string quartets who were really seasoned, even though they were often young groups. They played like 100 concerts a year together, and so I knew that we would be guaranteed of a real statement artistically, and it worked.
But in the early years, when they came to Rockport, ensembles found a humble venue to perform in. Concerts took place at the Rockport Art Association, which, as David described it to me, was charming, but very limited.
To be honest, Alan, one of my main motivating factors, aside from the smallness of the Art Association, was that we were on stage there with the lights and no air conditioning. We were like broiled chickens on stage.
And it was a tiny stage, with room only for a piano and a handful of musicians, so any group larger than a sextet was impossible. For years, David dreamed of moving the festival to a new home in Rockport, with room for more players and, most importantly, air conditioning. And finally, after a great deal of money and a huge amount of effort on the part of the board of the association, a beautiful new air-conditioned facility was built right on the waterfront, with a floor-to-ceiling window at the back of the stage displaying a gorgeous view of the beach behind the performers.
The seascape is Sandy Bay in Rockport. So as we perform the concerts, most of the time it's in evening and the sun is setting and it's just absolutely just beautiful. I think we realize pretty much all of our intentions with this space. It is being used not only by us for 130 events a year, but by renters who do recordings there. So it's been a real boon to the economy of Rockport.
That's David DeVoe in a recent conversation reflecting on his 22 years as artistic director of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. You can hear more from this conversation on our podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast app, or find it at classicalwcrb.org.